is the training then?
You have to do three courses, and the availability of the courses is a bit variable, so there's no fixed period.
So are they kind of run as national courses then? Is that the way it's run? It's not local, is it?
The standard of the courses is national, but they are run locally, yeah. One of the purposes, I think, is that you can get a sort of certificate at the end of it to say that you're a qualified street pastor, and then if you should move house to some other town, then you could pick up where you left off, not have to go through a whole lot of training again.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Ah, that's really interesting. So what's involved in the training? Some bottles just been picked up there. That's something that you do as well, as an aside, pick up bottles so that they're not weapons.
Well, there was an excellent mental health awareness course just a few weeks ago at the local place called Fulbourne, and other courses that we've done about the role of the street pastor, because you have to really understand what the role is, and also some training on confrontation and avoiding it and all that kind of thing. So it's fairly basic stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what made you want to do this?
That's a good question. I think just trying to make Cambridge as safe as possible, really. I don't normally wander around Cambridge at midnight, so it's a slightly unusual experience for me.
Places are always really different at night, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, everything looks different in the dark, sure. You're right.
Yeah.